First chapter of Mishnah 5. Okay, so we said that the court can sell off the assets of the estate held by the orphans for the maintenance of the widow or for the widow's kesuvah. So says this Mishnah, Shuma dayanim shepechasu shtus or sif shtus. If they get the sale wrong by undervaluing an asset by 1/6 or overvaluing it, so they sell it for too little or too much, says the first opinion, Mechran batel, the sale is void. And the purchaser could come and they could come and get their money back, and they would retransfer the assets back to the estate. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, he says no, Machran Kam. He says no, the sale would still be valid because in Kain, my koach based in Yafe, what would be like the power of the court? The court would have no extra power over and above an ordinary person who, if you get it wrong by more than a six, the sale is invalid. Says Avol im asu igeris bikiores, but if they did a bill of inspection, if they made a bill of inspection, so what this is that they used to go and announce that they're selling the land, and they used to draw up a document of inspection that would list the assets, and it would also list in the value of the assets. So if they did that and set up this bill of inspection, then everybody agrees. If filim machru shavim mana b'masayim or shavim masayim b'mana machran kam. Even if they sold an asset that was worth 200 for 100 or 100 for 200, so they got the price completely wrong, it's valid. The sale would still be valid because they drew up this document beforehand. So the document kind of gives validity to the sale, and therefore you can't retract on it.